I'm going to kind of shift hats. I'm the MC. I'm also representing the Western Center here. So I'm going to shift into presentation of the day, where we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with these centers, the resources that are available. We're going to give you just a brief overview. This is an area where Stillwater runs deep. There's a lot of information available through each one of these centers and the digital center. So there are, in the Extension Risk Management Education Program, there are four regional centers, and each of them have a regional grant program. And in addition to those four regional centers, our efforts are strongly supported by the University of Minnesota's Digital Center, which is located at the Center for Farm Financial Management. And of course, all of this is done with partnership with the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, a part of USDA, formerly known as CSREES. The regional grant programs that we have, and we all abide by a similar program. Each regional center establishes the priorities that are important for their region. So in terms of their what they want to give some priority to in the grant program, but we all use the same grant application system. So if you learn it, it's similar across. So the things I'm going to talk about here in the next few minutes apply to all of the centers. And each of the centers will come on and talk specifically about their centers. We've announced a couple weeks ago a funding opportunity for projects that help farm and ranch families succeed through targeted risk management strategies. And projects that coincide with the theme of this whole Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series are part of the core mission of each one of these centers. So it's an opportunity for you to find some resources to work with farm and ranch families on some of the issues that have been discussed through this webinar series. Our regional grant programs, the process is open now until December 15th, and yes, that isn't very far ahead of us, but it's a pre-proposal system. You don't have to have developed a full application, 3 to 5 page pre-proposal process. And we're looking for projects that improve the ability of agriculture producers to manage the financial risks associated with agriculture. And while we have awards, we say there's no upper limit, but you're going to have to make a really strong case if you want to get more than $50,000 for your project. And we also fund some very small projects as well, and you'll hear from a couple of the centers of some small kinds of programs, smaller amounts. They aren't small programs, they're smaller in amount. Talk about that later. There's a two-step process for these regional grant programs, in part because we're trying to steward your time as an applicant. There's a pre-proposal process, which is due on December the 15th. And from those pre-proposals, each regional center's panel chooses those pre-proposals that they'd like to see full applications from. Folks would hear then around February 1st that they've been asked to submit a full application, and it's an online, we're told, we think so, but others from the outside tell us it's a very simple, straightforward application process, one of the simplest ones you'll work through. So it's kind of night and day, apples and oranges. It's more than that. It's grapes and grapefruit compared to grants.gov. So it is not grants.gov, but it's very intuitive, and there's lots of help to help you through the application process. And you apply to the center that's in your region. And here's a map. The Northeast covers those states in the northeastern part of the United States, and sorry, my memory failed me, there's 11 or 12 states there. The Southern region, you can see the area in white, If you're in one of those states, you apply to the Southern Center, and there is a new Southern Center, which is at the University of Arkansas, which you'll hear about next. And each of these centers has a website that has the RFA and all of the application materials, and if you're in those states, you apply through their center. The North Central Region Center itself is located at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Also in that area is the Digital Center at the University of Minnesota, and the Digital Center, or the Center for Financial Management's website, you can also get at these at the application process through the Digital Center's website as well, which will have a link to each of these regional centers. Of course, I'm from the West. We have the 13 Western states and the U.S. Pacific Islands. So if you're in one of those states and those regions, that's how you apply for these grant monies. So what are some of the keys to being successful in receiving these grants? Well, of course, first, you have to have a project idea to train and educate agriculture producers that results in their improved ability to manage agricultural financial risks. And that's really critical. You need to read the RFA carefully. Read it more than once. Our process is results outcome-based. It is has some very significant differences than about any other grant program that you will have been through. So it's really important. We think it's much more intuitive and direct. So to read the RFA carefully. And the as I said earlier, the RFA for each region is available on your region's Risk Management Education Center's website. And all of those addresses will be later. Here's the front web page for the West. If you're in one of the Western states, our web address is really easy. It's westrme.wsu.edu. You can also simply Google Western Risk Management Education Center. And you see right there on the front of our webpage says the 2010 RFA. There's also a wealth of materials on every other center's website about all of the projects that we funded since 2001, all of those that are completed. And these informations, it links you back to the Digital Center, the Center for Farm Financial Management's website. So you can go look and see who else has done something around the idea that you're interested in, what they've done well, not so well, what they think the keys to success for the project. So there is a wealth of materials to help you figure out and do a good job. So other keys, I said earlier, read the RFA carefully. Here's another really important point, is to take advantage of the applicant resources that are on each center's website. They all link back to kind of the central resource set of materials. There's a video there on our results-based process. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words or 1,000,000 words. We have a 17-minute video any applicants say was really worth their while to watch. We have sample pre-proposals, full applications there. Don't use them to copy off of, but they're there to give you an idea about what the centers think a successful application might look like, and identifies clearly results, outcomes. And then there's a set of tutorial materials there. And tutorials on the pre-proposal. Also, on our online system, once you get into it, there on each of the entry windows or boxes, there's a little help icon, and you can click on that, and there is a wealth of material there telling you exactly what we're looking for. And my experience since we started this in 2001 is you can always tell who's used the tutorial materials because they follow the directions and they figured it out. Write exactly what's being looked for. So our goal as centers is to help you be successful. So I advise, and you can actually read through all of this and watch the video and look at the tutorials, and probably no more than an hour and a half, and I can tell you it'll greatly help you as you go through your process. So other keys to success: call your region center. If you have questions, don't hesitate to do that. Each center has really good people to work with you and help you. And I'm going to spend a few minutes here. Pay close attention to our program's results-based process. And this is probably one of the key distinctions of our program. So what's our results-based grant program? It's in essence that the risk management results or outcomes that agriculture producers achieve, and that's really key, it's about the agriculture producers that participate in your program, are the measure of success of any project that we fund. Of course, we hope you do a really good program, you have excellent materials, a super curriculum, but at the end of the day, it's about whether the agriculture producers themselves have made gains in the ability to manage risk. In other words, the result, the return, and we're all economists, that we're looking for on the investment of these grant awards that we give you is the approved ability of farm and ranch families to manage the risks associated with their family and ranching business. So focus on those ideas as you think about your application. The results-based grant process is really straightforward. It is about improving the ability of agriculture producers to manage risk. That's the sole reason this program exists. That's in our legislative mandate, and our whole decision-making process is built around whether or not the panel will think that the application you submit actually will result in producers making risk management gains. So we base our grant award decision on that. And as part of your process, have you made the case that producers who participate will make risk management gains because of the project? So begin with the end in mind. Figure out what that result, that risk management result or outcome is for the producers. What are those gains you want them to make? Figure that out first, and then design your program to get there. And beginning with that end in mind about those results for producers is built into our decision-making process. It's weighted 40% of the evaluation process is weighted on whether or not you've made that case. So another key to success is to keep that in mind. Finally, before we move to the other centers here, our mission of all of the centers is to help farm and ranch families succeed through targeted risk management education. And so keep those keys in mind. There is still plenty of time to go to each of our websites, look at the program. The Western Center's priorities are tied directly in to the issues that have been raised through this Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series. We're interested in projects that facilitate the communication within the farm and ranch family or the management structure so that they can deal better with these challenging times. We're interested in helping projects that help farmers and ranchers think about the opportunities. There are opportunities even in tough times. And we're also interested in projects that work with the basic core financial foundation that is really important to succeeding in these financial conditions. So we have one question here. It says, our nonprofit sponsors international farmers to train with sustainable small-scale U.S. farm and extension centers. says, would our ability to assist the labor needs of small-scale farms while also providing mentoring and cross-cultural skill-building model for hosts and global be eligible support? Probably would. The key is, again, whether our legislative mandate requires that we are educating farmers and ranchers to improve their ability to manage risk. So the issues you've identified there are key in helping them manage risk, and so that's the context that you have to place that in. And I think that was the only question I saw that came in from the audience for me. There are some other questions there. I think we'll save those as we go along. And